head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Altoona High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tonight, it's a non-conference matchup with the Altoona Railroaders versus the Chi-High Cardinals. So, Altoona is the smaller school. They are easily the favorite tonight. Altoona has dropped two straight and sits 3-6 overall. But Chippewa Falls is winless this season at 0-10. It's a meeting of two teams that overall are very young and hoping that youth means they have bright futures. Chi-High is a team that, again, is young. They have struggled to score all season long, hoping this is the night that they finally break through. As for Altoona, they have played good, but not quite good enough for as many wins as they'd like. They've been very competitive all year, just haven't been able to get that extra 5 to 10 points they've needed to turn some of these close losses into close wins. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano. So excited to have you with us for our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School basketball. Tip off for this one coming up in about 5 minutes from now, a rare Monday night game, but there's actually games all over the area. A lot of non-conference affairs, and this is one of them. Altoona from the Middle Border against Chi-High from the Big Rivers Conference. And Derek, for Altoona, they're the smaller school, probably the favorite, though, tonight against a winless Chippewa Falls squad.
Yeah, like you said in the intro, they've played good, but not quite enough that they need for the record that they want to have shown.
Altoona is a young team. They've had those youthful guys, though, come through for them so far. Grayson Becker has been very good all year. Owen Gunderson the same. By the way, Becker, now a sophomore, last year as a freshman, had 15 points for Altoona in their win at Chippewa Falls last February.
Yeah, he has a thing for this Chippewa team, so if he comes alive again, this Chi-High team could be in trouble.
Interesting thing to look for tonight for Altoona. They haven't had trouble scoring all year long. Their issue, though, has been stopping opponents from scoring. Is tonight the night Altoona has that good defensive game? They take on a Chi-High team that struggles to even get to 40 points. If Chi-High puts points on the board tonight against Altoona, that'll be worrisome. That'll be a red flag for Altoona going forward.
Yeah, that's something you got to immediately call out at practice if they give up a lot of points to a team like Chi-High.
Again, Altoona looking to, it sounds so odd to say this because they are the smaller school, but there is kind of an element of an opportunity of this being a get-right situation for Altoona against a Chippewa Falls team that is the bigger program on paper only. Jason Prue's squad is very, very young. They only have two seniors. They have a small roster numbers-wise. It's a true rebuild for Jason Prue. Again, they've been held to under 40 points in 7 of their last 8 games. So Chi-High has struggled all year, but from their perspective, an opportunity to get off the deck and get that first win of the campaign.
Yeah, going up against this Altoona team that struggled defensively a lot this year, this is their chance to be able to start to get that shooting game going.
And as we talked about earlier this month with Michelle Poplinski, the head coach of the Altoona girls program, when they took on Menominee, there is, no matter how you want to try to soften it, it does exist from an Altoona perspective, an opportunity to chop down a Big Rivers Conference opponent. There's a lot of people that foresee in the next 10 to 15 years Altoona joining the Big Rivers Conference. It's going to make more sense enrollment-wise in a few years. It already makes a lot of sense geographically. So for Altoona, an opportunity to, again, punch up, if you will, into the Big Rivers Conference, even if the reality says they're the favorite tonight.
Yeah, even though they are projected to win this game, knocking down that big opponent is always a big deal.
The thing for both teams to get by, though, it is a Monday night. There's a little bit more of a sleepiness to the crowd. There's a good group of students opposite of us. It looks like a cops and robbers type of theme over there. There's a number of students wearing orange jumpsuits like you would be for a prisoner, and others dressed as police officers. Kind of an intriguing student attire opposite of us. But despite the number of students, kind of a sleepy Monday night crowd, you got to fight through that and still have that energy.
Yeah, even as a student, it's just hard being able to go out there and even attend school on a Monday morning. So to be able to come to this game is very difficult.
All right, we'll have the starting lineups and the tip coming up on the other side of this timeout. It is the Altoona Railroaders in a non-conference matchup against Chi High when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5 The Tap.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
Altoona Railroaders and the Chi High Cardinals tonight, non-conference matchup. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First for Chi High, Jason Prue, the head coach. Winless on the year, 0-10 overall. That includes 0-5 in the BRC. They'll start the senior Colin Nichols, sophomore Owen Munson, junior Grant Von Hayden, sophomore Conrad Jabauer, and the junior Connor Kolinski. Nichols, Munson, Von Hayden, Jabauer and Kolinski. Munson, by the way, is the leading scorer, just below 10 points a game. Colin Nichols also averages 9.6. As for Altoona, Paul Henricks in his sixth season recently got his 200th career win as a high school basketball coach in his 17th season overall. They are 3-6 this year, 1-3 in the Middle Border Conference. They'll start the sophomore Owen Gunderson, sophomore Grayson Becker, senior Miles Sinet, senior Hunter Hibbard, and the junior Sawyer Van Vliet. Gunderson, Becker, Sinet, Hibbard, and Van Vliet. Altoona led by those two strong sophomores in Gunderson and Becker. Gunderson, deadly beyond the arc, averages more than 17 a game. And Grayson Becker is not bashful about penetrating. He likes to drive right in there. He likes to slide right through the lane as though he's a car, just passing right through an intersection due to black ice. Nothing stops him as he likes to move right on through. He's averaging more than 18 points a game. So it's Altoona and Chi High tonight. And with the call of this one, here's Derek.
Well, Scott, I thank you, and once again, good evening, everybody from Altoona High School. The team's exchanging fist bumps here at midcourt before we get set to go. All right, Becker matches up with Nichols in the center circle. Ball is up, tapped around a few times, and won by Chai High. They'll start with it.
One thing usually BRC teams have against, say, middle border teams is a size differential. You do not have that in this game. Both teams are very even size-wise.
Nichols, right wing side, hands off to Kolinsky. Kolinsky on the far corner, dribbling in to the paint. Stops, kicks up a floater, no good. Rebound batted around. Right by Van Vliet, but whistle will be blown. Foul coming on Chai High. That one will be on Jabauer, his first, and the team's first.
Again, Chai High struggles to get to 40 points most games. Does Altoona, who has struggled defensively, continue to hold them back, or does Chai High break through against Altoona?
Becker passes with Sinet on the near side wing. Sinet between the wheels, back to Becker, back to Sinet between the wheel, to Gunderson, and back to Sinet. They're passing around beyond the arc. Gunderson has it near side. Back to Sinet. To Becker in the corner. He stops. Back to Sinet again. It keeps going back and forth. Now Hunter Hibbard in the paint. He tried to drive and throw it out to Becker on the far side, but the pass out of his reach and out of play.
A much more methodical, patient Altoona offense there than we've seen in other games, but that's not usually their style. They're not necessarily a high-tempo offense as Altoona, but they tend to get a shot off within 10 or so seconds of getting things set up in the front court.
As Von Hayden has it on the near side wing, he'll pass it to Kolinsky between the wheels. Back to Jabauer, near side wing. Now to Munson, top of the key. Inside for Von Hayden. Von Hayden drives to the paint, hands off to Nichols. His jumper in the paint falls. Colin Nichols with the first points of the game for Chai High, and they lead 2-0 with 6:20 to go.
He's the senior leader for the Chai High Cardinals.
Gunderson, near side corner three. That's off the siren, rattles around, and then falls. Owen Gunderson with the big three. And Altoona takes the lead up 3-2.
Gunderson, again, he'll get his three balls up there, and he likes to take a lot and he'll make a lot.
As Von Hayden driving into the paint, baseline extended, no good. Offensive rebound for Kolinsky. His putback, no good. Ball still loose on the deck, picked up by Jabauer for Chai High. He tries to give it to Munson, but it's ripped away, though, by Hibbard. Hibbard quickly the other way for Altoona. Passes to Gunderson, near side wing, three, lips out, no. And Chai High the rebound. 15:34 to go, so plenty of time to play. Altoona leads 3-2. Jabauer passes it inside for Kolinsky. Kolinsky backing off Van Vliet, his defender. Then passes it back out. Played around to Nichols in the corner. He drives to the paint. Puts up a jumper, no good. Rebound grabbed by Van Vliet for Altoona. Van Vliet tries throwing in the corner, gets for Sinet, tipped, but he still grabs it, and he'll reset plays with the play with Gunderson. Sinet and Gunderson playing catch with it, relaxing the tempo here. Hunter Hibbard back to Sinet. Altoona playing that relaxed style here right now, something we haven't seen from them. Gunderson down to the corner for Becker. Back to Gunderson, far side wing. Bounced underneath for Hibbard. He'll reset it outside. Gunderson thought about a three. Now Becker, corner three. Off the front rim, no. And Nichols grabs it for Chai High. Nichols passes to Von Hayden on the near side wing. To Jabauer between the wheels. Jabauer hands off to Munson. Back to Jabauer, top of the key. To Von Hayden, near side, looking for Nichols, but...
Now we got a moving screen on Chai High. That'll be the second foul picked up by Conrad Jabauer, the sophomore, and the second team foul on Chai High. Altoona, sort of a sluggish start offensively, but it's all keeping in perspective. It's only 4 minutes into this one. One thing we've seen from this Altoona team, which has a couple of times eclipsed 80 points this year and regularly gets into the mid to upper 60s, is they tend to heat up as the game goes along.
As Hunter Hibbert underneath the hoop receives a pass from Gunderson and puts it in. A good find by Owen Gunderson to find Hibbert driving baseline extended and get the 2 points.
Oh yeah, Hibbert had snuck down that baseline. They had lost sight of him, like losing sight of a polar bear in a blizzard.
As on a pass looking for Von Hayden, he takes a bump from Gunderson. And that'll be a foul looming his first for Owen Gunderson. Inbound pass on the near side will be thrown in by Nichols. And he'll throw it into the backcourt for Jabauer. Jabauer with it on the far side wing now. Plays catch with Kalinski. Then pass it to Munson. Corner three, no good. And Altoona the rebound quickly back up the court with Sinet. Sinet quickly drive into the corner for the now to Becker, who is driving into the paint. No, but a foul will be called on it.
The offensive foul. They're going to give the foul there to Grayson Becker, saying he steamrolled over his opponent. So a foul on Becker, his first, team second. And Altoona gives the ball back to Chai High, still nursing that three-point lead.
As Nichols will take it, Altoona running a full-court press now. Nichols will break it, however. Bringing into the front court. By the way, checked into the game is Cale Dillenbeck for Chai High. And as Nichols tries to drive into the paint, he takes a bump from Miles Sinet. That'll be his first and the team's third. So now for Altoona, there was a foul on Gunderson, foul on Becker, and foul from Sinet. 2, 3, and 4 in a row. As underneath the hoop with it, Von Hayden passes to I forgot Munson. Oh my goodness. Now Munson has it in front of the hoop. His shot, however, no good. And rebound Altoona.
Now Altoona doing a decent job of clearing out these rebounds. Remember, rebounding has been an issue for them all year. And this will be a nice test for them tonight against the bigger school in Chai High, even though Chai doesn't necessarily have a humongous size advantage.
Becker in the paint, out to Sinet, back to Gunderson. Back inside for Becker. He puts up a jumper. Rattles around and falls. Becker with the deuce, and Altoona's lead expands to 5 with 12:27 to go in the first half.
Well, both Becker and Gunderson early in this ballgame have had shots at a pitter-patter down the rim and have snuggled on through. They've gotten that home gym bounce.
Von Hayden passes to Nichols. Nichols drives baseline extended. Nobody takes... Didn't get a shot off, but he does get fouled by Altoona. This one will be on Miles Sinet, his second upcoming.
Yeah, once he got the pass underneath, he pump faked, and that got to Sinet to go up into the air. Once you're in the air, unless there's a windstorm, you're not going to be able to stop going in that direction, and he ends up climbing over his back for the foul.
And yeah, he'll take on a seat now on the bench as Ethan Michaels checks in, along with Connor Schmood for Hunter Hibbert. Quickly off the... Oh my goodness, I keep forgetting Munson. He takes a corner three, no good. And now quickly the other way, Grayson Becker drives into the lane. Nobody's fouled. Grayson Becker showing that ability to not worry about the contact. And he'll get a couple of shots at the line.
Yeah, anyway, racing on through there and draws the foul. He'll go to the line, get a couple of free throws here. Yeah, he just runs right on through there like a kid jumping into a ball pit. No fear of what could be hidden underneath that first layer of plastic balls.
The first shot by Becker, no good. By the way, foul on Colin Nichols, his first and the team's third for Chai High. Becker's second shot falls on through with a nice splash, and the Altoona lead goes up to 6. Altoona still running the full court press with 12 minutes to go in the first half. Nichols passes it to Thompson. Gavin Thompson holding it now to Kolinsky between the wheels. Over on the far side now, Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck dribbling around with it, trying to beat Connor Schmoot. Finds an inside pass for Kolinsky, who drives on in and puts in the layup. A good find by Dillenbeck. Notice Kolinsky's drive, and the lead cut to 4 with 11 and a half to play.
If Altoona can shut down that lane, they're going to be in good shape tonight. Chi High has struggled to find perimeter shooters all season.
Gunderson with it near side wing. Now to Michaels. Michaels throws it into the corner for Brady Paul, who shoots up a three. Got it. Brady Paul, newly checked in, gets the three. And Altoona is up 11-4 with 11 minutes still to play. Nichols drives all the way from practically mid-court to take this layup. However, off the side rim, no, and Altoona quickly the other way with Becker. He drives in, kicks it out for Gunderson. Thought about the three, but passes it into the corner for Mike. Now, cycled around in three-point land. Becker with it in the near side wing. Back to Michaels on the near side. Underneath for Schmood. To Gunderson on the far side. To Becker for the jumper. And Becker on the far side wing gets the jumper. And Altoona goes up to a 9-point lead with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, Becker's already got five. Remember, we were last here last Tuesday against Prescott. He had a sluggish night in that ball game.
And we're going to get a timeout on the court called by Chi High here. 10:09 to play in the first half. Altoona leads 13-4 when we come back at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Town.
Game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
10:09 still to play in the first half. Altoona leads 13-4 coming out of this Chi High timeout. And Altoona, there's a lot to like from what Grayson Becker and Owen Gunderson have done, obviously, the two sophomores that have been a huge part of this team really all season.
Well, the thing for Paul Heinrich's team is it's one thing to be youthful and hope you have a bright future. It's a whole other thing to see there be evidence of that being accurate. This Altoona team with Gunderson and Becker, they're going to lose Sinet, obviously, to graduation after this year, but things are going to be set up for Altoona to maybe be very, very competitive in the Middle Border Conference beginning next year and still have time for something magical to happen this year.
As Thompson kicks it out for Nichols on the near side wing, and he gets a three and a huge one for Chi High with 9:52 to go. Altoona back the other way, though. Becker jumper in the lane. His shot off the side rim, no good. And Chi High back the other way with a burst of speed. Thompson tried to get past Gunderson, but he traveled, took too many steps, and the ball back to Altoona. Altoona leading 13-7, though, with 9:39. There's still plenty of time for Chi High, but Altoona off to the early 13 points. And a lot still to like from this offense, as Michael throws it in the corner for Schmood. Back to Michaels on the far side wing. Into the paint for Becker. Over to Gunderson on the near side. His jumper off the back rim, no. Offensive rebound, though, Hunter Hibbard. Pass it to Gunderson. He'll settle it down with Michaels. Michaels on the near side. Drives on baseline, extended. Beats everybody and puts in the layup.
Hey, just dribbled right around the freshman, Kobe Twyman. Was able to get around him as though he was maneuvering his way to the front of the deli counter to get the freshest of the sliced provolone.
And Michaels throws it to Dylan Beck. Dylan Beck looking for the extra pass to Munson under the hoop. It's intercepted, though, by Altoona's Michael. And now a quick throw up the court for Becker. His layup attempt, nobody's fouled. A quick turnaround by Altoona. Becker was wide open, looking for the fast break. Went up for the shot. Not afraid of contact, as he takes the bump and gets the two shots.
Grayson Becker driving in. Now, the thing is for Becker, being the sophomore, doing a lot of penetration, driving on in. Usually you see the youngsters get a lot of their points by heaving up threes, and then teams begin to extend out and guard against them. He's already getting a lot of his points slashing on through the lane. And as you've noted before, Derek, not fearful of getting that contact and going to the free throw line to have to hit free throws.
As Becker made the first one, and he'll make them both, as Altoona puts themselves up by 10 here with 8:42 to go, leading 17-7. Chai with the ball with Von Hayden. He drives all the way from half court to Twyman. Twyman between the wheels. He'll try to settle things down, but guarded intensively by Ethan Michael. To Dylan Beck on the far side wing. Guarded by Connor Schmood. He'll try to back him off. Ball gets tipped out of his hands but regains control. Trying to drive baseline extended does Dylan Beck. His shot will be no counted though, as we're going to get a foul prior to the shot on Connor Schmood.
A high intensity defense though from Paul Heinrich's team in the opening 10 minutes of this game. He's wanted his guys all over these Chi High Cardinals, as though he's paint on top of a wall. They are not giving these Chi High Cardinals much room to operate, not taking their offensive struggles for granted.
As Twyman driving in, trips and falls, and the ball, don't give the ball to Altoona on the inbound here. They say he just slipped and fell.
That was pretty as he floated through the lane with a Euro step, but when he landed on his left foot, he lost his balance. The ball came off his fingertips and rolled unabated across the baseline.
Michael's on the far side wing to Miles Sinet on the near side into the corner for Connor Schmood. Back to Sinet, trying to find Becker, but couldn't make the pass, but regained by Michaels, who finds Hibbard for the easy layup under the hoop. Altoona now up by 12 points, and they're really looking like they could break this one open. Up 19-7 with 7.5 to play. Dylan Beck on the far side wing, looking for a pass to Munson. It gets tipped in the way. A flop on the deck for the ball. Ball eventually comes free, picked up by Chai High, though. And Dylan Beck will try to settle it down to Von Hayden. Far side three, got it. Von Hayden says, no way are we slowing this down, and kicks up a far side three, and this game is back down to 9. Sinet and Michaels will play catch with the ball in the between the far side and near side wing. Now Sinet will drive with it. Can't get the shot off because he was fouled on the way there. It'll not be a non-shooting foul on Von Hayden for Chai High. And that'll be his first and the fifth on Chai High. So Altoona with the basketball underneath the attacking hoop to our right. Quick inbound pass to Becker, who floats up jumper in. Grayson Becker with a short jumper. And the Altoona lead back up to 11 at 21-10.
Yeah, Becker up to 9 points. With 6:45 left in the first half, shaping up to be a magical night for him as he gets the steal here.
Yeah, Munson gets the ball ripped away, and now Grayson Becker quickly the other way puts the layup in.
And you can tell it's one of those beautiful nights for Becker because he has the steal, the scoot, lays that ball, it hangs on the side of the rim. On many nights, that ball's going to leak off. Tonight, the magical basket elf said, I'll give you the break, and pulled it down.
As Twyman drives into the lane, no good. It on the layup, a bit too strong, and on the ensuing rebound, ball knocked around and eventually will go to Altoona. 6:19 still to play, and Altoona up 13 points early on here, 23-10. As Altoona will inbound it here, no Chai High full court press. We see Altoona use that a lot, but Chai High staying with the half court press. Nothing to. As Sinet looking for Becker, hits it off his face.
Ah, friendly fire.
As Owen Munson going the other way, he can't convert the layup. Becker back the other way with speed. Back to Sinet and back to Becker, his drive attempt. No good, but he was fouled. Grayson Becker driving yet again, and this time he takes the hit and gets the call. By the way, foul on Connor Kolinsky. That'll be his second and the seventh.
He's looking for the contact too, would you like? He's drawing those fouls. He's like Mario jumping on top of a Goomba.
Yeah, he's not just going in there to go in there. He's looking for the contact as he makes the first one, and that's something you tend to see from a higher level player. So there's a lot to be excited about Grayson Becker.
As I said, one of the things that held back Altoona last week against Prescott was Becker could just—he just never got going. It wasn't without effort, though.
As the second shot from Becker hits off the front rim, no, and the rebound grabbed by Cale Dillenbeck for Chi High. Von Hayden with it on the near side wing. He'll start to drive with it, backing off Sinet. Goes up for the layup, gets in, and he's fouled. Von Hayden with a big drive. Draws the contact from Sinet, and that'll be his third in the first half. So Miles Sinet starting to get into foul trouble here early on.
Yeah, so as big of a night as it's been for the sophomore, Becker, Sinet having a rough day. By the way, Becker tugging at his hips there and breathing deeply. Paul Heinrich says, hey, young man, do you want to blow? And Becker turns around and says, nay, I'm staying out here.
As the three-point play attempt from Von Hayden, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Stole it away, though, by Ethan Michaels on the ensuing pass. Drives the other way. His layup, no good. Offensive rebound there by Van Vliet. But his putback, no good. So, oh, and in the backcourt, Connor Schmood wipes it on the full-court press and gets the 2 points for Altoona to go up 26-12. So a chaotic sequence of steals there in the last few moments. And here's another one. Ethan Michaels just swipes it from Chi High, and they'll go back the other way with it. Far side jumper three from Gunderson falls. Owen Gunderson with a three, and Altoona's breaking this one wide open. They lead 29-12.
So Altoona's getting that offensive spurt that they typically get. And defensively, they're continuing Chi High's season-long struggles.
Yeah, it's not like they're letting anything up. Von Hayden drives into the paint. Can't get the shot to go up, though. Altoona grabbed the rebound, but can't get a clean pass off. Von Hayden driving baseline, extended now. His put-up attempt, no good. And Becker grabs the rebound with speed the other way to Van Vliet, who was driving, and he puts in the layup. So Altoona up to 31 points here in the first half, and there's a lot to like from what we're seeing from Grayson Becker, and plenty to see as the ball bounces out of bounds in favor of Altoona. They'll get the inbound here. So Chi High having a bit of a nightmare these last few moments is.
This is impressive what Altoona has been doing so far. Even though Chi High's been struggling, this is still a very impressive beginning to this ball game.
As Altoona wants a timeout, 4:13 to go in the first half. Altoona leads 31-12 when we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, with 4:13 to go in the first half, Altoona's broken this one wide open. They lead by 19 points, up 31-12. And a lot of it's been a part of this massive spurt of steals and scores that has really just completely broken this game wide open. And this is kind of what Altoona wanted to happen. They wanted to get the offense going, and they didn't want Chi High to get their offense going, which has seemed to be the case here in the first half, as Chi High has been held to just 12 points through the first 14 minutes of play. Altoona with the basketball attacking to our right. Michaels with it on the near side wing. He'll pass it to Van Vliet. Van Vliet on the near side. He tries to dribble, bounces off Munson's foot. And Altoona will maintain possession on the near sideline. And they're just making some readjustments of where the ball went out of bounds. Ethan Michael to throw it in for Altoona. Now lofts it to Becker on the near side. Gets it knocked by Thompson, but nothing he couldn't regain. Connor Schmood, corner three on the far side. His effort airballs, though, and quickly gathered by Nichols for Chi High. He'll pass it to Von Hayden on the near side. Finds a driving Thompson who gets the ball and the foul to fall. So a three-point play attempt coming for Gavin Thompson. And that's perfect for him.
That was nice. He caught it as he was coming diagonally across the lane. Got it. Just heaved it up off the glass and it spun around and went on through. And he got the foul called on Van Vliet. So he'll have a chance to seal up a three-point play.
Yeah, this is a good chance for a three-point play here for Gavin Thompson, and he succeeds at it, so the Altoona lead cut to 31-15. Becker, with it on the far side wing, he waits. Now lobs it to Gunderson, out to the far side corner for Van Vliet. He drives baseline, extended and gets the layup. Sawyer Van Vliet with the baseline drive, and the layup to show for it, and the lead up to 18 at 33-15. But Chi High with the basketball, Munson on the near side wing, bounces it inside for Dylan Beck, back to Munson, near side three, hits off the mark though. And now Altoona back the other way with Becker to Michaels. Tried to drive with it, but Michaels traveled on the far side, and the ball will go back to Chi High with 2:50 to go. Chi High the basketball on the far sideline. Will inbound to Nichols, and Nichols will dribble it up. Full court press still being shown by Altoona. They are not letting up on the full court press. Well, he'll pass it to Dylan Beck. To Von Hayden. Back to Dylan Beck driving. Next layup attempt, though, no good. Rebound, flop on the deck for it, and eventually Becker picks it up and will dribble it the other way. Oh, right underneath the hoop, Ethan Michael was just sitting there unnoticed, and a good find by Grayson Becker to get that ball nearly stolen away from Gavin Thompson by Ethan Michaels in the backcourt with 2 minutes to go.
The old somebody left their house keys on the kitchen table. He was just there, nobody around him.
Oh, Grayson Becker steals a pass from Von Hayden, drives the other way, but his layup attempt goes off the bottom of the side rim, and now quickly Chi High the other way. Munson, far side three. Off the front rim, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Nichols, his putback, no good. Another offensive rebound for Nichols. This time he gets the hoop and the harm. So Nichols gets the best of both worlds. He gets the 2 points, and he has a chance for another one. And another thing for Altoona, the rebounding has been a problem this year, but allowing 2-3 attempts there is just not something that can happen.
And we've seen that a little bit in this game, and the fact that Chi High hasn't been able to finish some of these second and third chances has allowed that to not become much of a storyline tonight, but it has been a bit of an issue this evening.
Nichols misses the free throw attempt off the front rim, and Altoona with the basketball. Van Vliet in the near side corner. Drives baseline extended. Gets double teamed, though. Needs an outlet. Finds Schmood. Underneath for Hibbard. Back out to Gunderson. Far side three. Got it. Owen Gunderson with the far side three. And the Altoona lead just continues to grow. It's now to 21 points. Nichols with the basketball. Gets it knocked out of his hands by Becker. And now trying to go on a fast break the other way. Becker falls, and Chi High has the basketball. Far side, Dylan Beck. His effort airballs, though, but we're going to get a foul on Connor Schmood, and the three-point play, so Connor Schmood will take the foul. And this will be three free throws upcoming for Cale Dillon back.
Everyone's heart in Altoona went to their throats for a moment when Grayson Becker was running up the floor and slipped and fell down. And stay down for a moment because, remember, the hard wood is exactly that. It is hard wood. But thankfully, he didn't twist anything and shows no interest in coming out of the game at all. He's one of these people, by the way, that looks exhausted after just 10 minutes of game time, looks just absolutely drained, but he remains that way throughout the duration of the half.
Yeah.
After about the first 10 seconds, he already looks like he's played for the full game.
Well, 38-19, the score, by the way, foul on Connor Schmood's third, that is his third foul with 57.9 to go. Final free throw attempt, though, no good for Dillon Beck. And with a 19-point game, Altoona has 50 seconds with it. Gunderson will pass it to Becker. Back to Gunderson between the wheels. Throws it into Michaels at the far side corner. He'll jump pass it to Hibbard, who goes underneath the hoop, but his effort no good off the backboard. That was a scramble for the ball. Van Vliet was involved in there. See, there's going to be a foul called. It'll be on Cale Dillon back, and it'll be two shots for Sawyer Van Vliet.
So Van Vliet's had one of his better halves of the year, already has 7 points.
That one will be Dillon Beck's first with 33 seconds to go in the half, and Van Vliet will drain the first shot.
We do know in this first half that the officials' whistles are tuned up because we've had 17 combined fouls in this first half.
Yep, both teams in the bonus in this half, so nothing but free throws on fouls now. As the second shot, no good from Van Vliet, but an offensive rebound from Michael. His putback attempt, however, rolls off no good. 20 seconds to go. Dillon Beck out into the corner for Berg, and his three-point attempt, no good. 15 seconds left to go. Gunderson directing traffic with 10 seconds left. They can hold for the last shot. Michaels drives baseline extended, throws it out for Becker between the wheels for three. Off the side rim, no. And that will do it for the first half. Altoona puts 39 points up in the first half as they will lead 39-19 going into the dressing room. When we come back, we'll have halftime coverage. We'll recap this game, including giving you some key stats. 39-19, the score going into the dressing room. As we come back at echometownradio.com and 93.5, The Tap.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Derek Montesano with you. Altoona leads by 20 points, 39-19 at the halftime break. And there's a lot of like from Altoona in that first half. Offense hasn't been an issue. Grayson Becker has really come alive. And defensively, they haven't completely collapsed and let Chi High get their offense going themselves. So plenty to like from Altoona in that first half.
Oh, absolutely. Again, it's a non-conference game, but for Altoona, a chance to prevent a three-game losing streak. And even though they're the smaller school, there is an element of a get-right element to this one, with Chi High being winless on the year. Again, Chi High doesn't score a lot. Altoona has struggled defensively all year, and Altoona tonight is having a good defensive game. We'll go over the stats here in a moment, but they're not giving Chi High anything easy. And couple that with the fact that Altoona is making their shots, a lot of beautiful passes. We don't have the assist stats, but a lot of these buckets have come via assists. I think so far, Paul Heinrichs and that Altoona coaching staff has to be happy with what they've seen through one half. And if you keep this up here in the second half, you're going to be able to empty the bench probably with a good amount of time left in the ball game and give some other kids a chance to play.
Yeah, if they just continue doing what they're doing, they will have no problems emptying the bench towards the end of this game. Well, why don't you run us through some of those stats for the first half?
Well, Chi High led in scoring by their senior Colin Nichols. He has 7. The junior Grant Von Hayden has 5. As for Altoona, a great first half for Grayson Becker. He had 12, Owen Gunderson with 9, and Sawyer Van Vliet with 8. So other guys, by the way, stepping up with the senior Miles Sinet, settled with foul trouble most of that first half, already has 3 fouls. So his impact was minute in that first half, yet other guys stepped up. And not only did Altoona survive, they thrived in the opening half. Altoona as a team shot over 50% at 13 for 25. Chi High shot only 6 of 21. And Altoona out-rebounded Chi High 16-13. Again, in that first half for Altoona, hey, everything came up Milhouse for them. The key now, after they had a lead of as much as 21, and now it's 20, is to make sure you don't let Chi High sneak back into this. Think back to the JV game, Derek, that we watched. Altoona's JV team had a huge lead in that one. They were dominating. Chi High snuck back, never made it too close, but Chi High snuck back into that one just a little bit before Altoona had to turn on the engines again.
Yeah, they did definitely give them a scare, though, but still were able to pull out a win, did Altoona's JV team.
By the way, one other score to keep in mind tonight, NFL playoffs, the NFC wild card round, the Los Angeles Rams leading Minnesota 10-0 in the second quarter, that game being played in Phoenix, of course.
Yes, yeah, so already Minnesota down to a 10-0 game. So we'll take a break, though. When we come back, second half action will be just around the corner when we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is ECHometownRadio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. ECHometownRadio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's ECHometownRadio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
Well, it's Derek Montesano on the commentary tonight. Welcome back, everybody, to Altoona High School. It's second halftime in this one, Altoona leading 39-19 as the teams make their way back out onto the court now, and Altoona's still breaking it down for their team. They'll send out their players now and we'll get ready to go for a fresh 18 minutes still to play in the second.
Altoona, by the way, back in action in conference play on Friday night. They'll take on Somerset, so a stretch of a lot of games together with the Friday to Monday turnaround. Then they'll have a few days to shake this one out. And back to conference play right back here at home on Friday against Somerset.
Altoona will start with the basketball here the second half. Gunderson with it on the far side wing, dribbles to the center. Now with Miles Sinnett, his free throw jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, though, it's Sawyer Van Vliet puts the put back in. And now quickly back the other way, Von Hayden on the far side. He'll slow it down, though, with Jabauer. Now to Kolinsky, with it between the wheels, Nichols. He'll throw it for Jabauer. Jabauer backing off his defender, back out to Von Hayden. Back to Jabauer underneath. He'll put up a floater and it'll fall. So Jabauer with the floater, and Chai Hai gets on the board in the second half. Quickly back the other way, though. Hunter Hibbert under the hoop gets his effort to fall.
And Hibbard's up to 6 points, and another one of those shots for Altoona. It's been one of those shooter's nights for them as well. Another ball that hung on the front rim and decided to go in and not lip out. They're getting all the 50-50 breaks, and you know what? It all averages out before the end of the season, so no shame in that from an Altoona perspective that you're getting that shooter's role with your home rims.
As Kolinsky with it on the near side wing, he'll throw it into the corner for Monson. Nichols hands it off to Jabauer underneath the hoop. Out to Nichols, near side three, I should say. Hit off the side rim, no. And Altoona the basketball with Gunderson. He quickly drives, stops, pivots, looking for Sennett, who is driving diagonally. No. And now back the other way goes Von Hayden, but he gets a big bump taken by Hunter Hibbard. That'll be a foul on him, his first, and the team's first of the half.
Again, the officials' whistles were well-oiled in that first half. 17 combined fouls, which you typically in the first half, you get half of that. It's not uncommon to see both teams not get to the bonus. It's very rare in the first half to see both teams get to the bonus and nearly both teams get to the double bonus. We'll see if the second half is played a little cleaner.
Yeah, as Von Hayden makes the first free throw of his, and the lead is cut to 43-22. Second effort from Von Hayden, off the back heel, no. Offensive rebound, though, by Kolinsky. His putback, no good. Ball batted in the air and still grabbed by Chai Hai. Nichols underneath the hoop. Passes it to Von Hayden. He drives, hands it to Jabauer. Into the corner, Kolinsky. Corner three, off the side rim, no, and knocked out of bounds by Chai Hai.
I'm not going to lie, I almost feel like I have to put my jacket back on. There's been sort of a chill inside this gymnasium the last, since halftime. Of course, a few more people have opened the doors and have exited at halftime, but of course, it's all relative. Outdoors, it's as cold as soaking in a milkshake tub outside. It's warmer inside here, but still need to get another log on the fire.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's gotten weirdly cold in here. Van Vliet, far sideline, three, off the back heel, no. Rebound. Hunter Hibbard and Connor Kolinsky both battling for it. It'll be a hell ball situation, and the ball. And Chai Hai will get it. So the alternating possession arrow points in favor of Chai Hai on the held ball. And they get it trailing by 21. Kolinsky will inbound. Finds Munson, who, while trying to receive it, takes a foul. It'll be on Sawyer Van Vliet. Yeah, Sawyer Van Vliet will take his second foul and the team's second of the half. High flip on the inbound to Von Hayden. He quickly runs it up the court. Now he'll settle it down himself, looking for options. Finds Nichols, who bounces it in for Jabauer. Jabauer backs off his defender, puts up a layup, no good. Ball in the scramble zone, Sennett grabs it. Quickly up the other way, Becker finds Sennett on the far side, who finds Van Vliet under the hoop, but his effort too strong off the glass.
Beautiful pass, though, and that's also what has to excite the Altoona coaching staff today. Just all these guys have had their heads up the whole way, seeing the court, making a lot of great passes and a lot of great setups.
As Kolinsky backs off Hunter Hibbard and puts a good shot into the hoop. 43-24 the score, 14:40 to go in the second half. Sennett hands it to Van Vliet on the far sideline. Back to Sennett, right back where they started in the far corner. He waits, looking for Becker, now throws it far side for Gunderson. Near side for Gunderson, I should say. To Van Vliet. Van Vliet drives, looking for a layup, but his shot too strong off the glass. And now Chai Hai back the other way. Von Hayden passes to Nichols on the near side to Kolinsky, looking for that bounce feed to Jabauer on the opposite side of the hoop, but intercepted by Sennett. And Sennett quickly back the other way and able to beat two defenders and get the layup in.
Yeah, the senior taking over, ran the floor himself, said if you want it done right, just do it yourself.
Nichols finds a pass underneath for Connor Jabauer, But his attempt at gathering it rolls off his fingertips and out of bounds. So Altoona with the basketball underneath their own hoop. Running it quickly up the court, however, is Grayson Becker. Finds Hunter Hibbert in the corner. His shot off the side rim, no. And the rebound hits off a couple of hands and out of bounds. They'll say it went off a try-high player, and Altoona will get it under the attacking hoop to our left. Becker with it, top of the key. He'll look for, finds Connor Schmood on the far side. Now Gunderson with a far side wing to Sinet near side. Back to Gunderson on the far sideline. He starts to try to drive, but decides he needs an outlet. Connor Schmood on the near side three. That one's off the mark. Offensive rebound, though, for Altoona. Hibbert. We'll pass it to Becker on the far side. Back to Hibbert, though. To Becker. Far jumper off the front rim. No. Another offensive rebound for Altoona. Sinet in the near corner. Off the side rim. No. Another one for Altoona. They continue this offensive pressure. Schmood under the hoop. Gets it knocked away, but he was fouled.
And he'll get a couple of shots as Conrad Jabauer slapped him from behind as he was going for the shots. Altoona in this second half is 0 for 4 from three-point land. Nothing overly concerning.